This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
What have you said to me recently?
Well, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, we're back live again with you, friends. Yesterday we were at the Minnesota State Fair.
I'll tell
you more about that in just a couple minutes. Tens of thousands of people at the Minnesota State Fair, and we have the opportunity to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Pretty awesome stuff, friends. It really is. Privileged. What say you? Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, our Stephanie Joy. Now, folks, do you remember, real quick, do you remember just a couple days ago, we were talking about, I proposed the question to the American people as to what are you running from, and we went to a couple of these organizations. I haven't gone in-depth, but I'm going to go there now. But we're going to go in-depth concerning those organizations, unlawful communistic organizations, not just communistic, but also Muslim organizations, namely CARE, so on and so forth. And what I did last week, friends, is I'm saying that to say this, that I started to look at the numbers and I was blown away because the numbers were so pathetic. I began to ask the people, what are you running from? I shared the numbers with you. And when I began to share the numbers with you, I hope that you were taken back. The word aghast comes back to me. Like, you know, are you kidding me? That's what America is running from. You know, when I say less than 1.7% of the population is what the rest of the population is actually dealing with, well, that's true. But friends, even when I got to the real numbers, for example, I went to one communist organization and I found out that they had 362 followers. See, and what they do is they attack people. The state-run media is there to blow it in the wind. The attack from one of these, I don't want to say validated because they're not validated, unvalidated sources. Then what happens, the American people freak out and they say, oh my gosh, what are we supposed to do? What are we supposed to do? Well, the question is wake up and communicate with your neighbors, friends, because we're supposed to look out for each other. Because again, when you look at the numbers, these are shameful. What are you running from? One of the major organizations that people are afraid of in the United States. And let me tell you why you're afraid. Because the conservatives have taken their news and they have blown it into the wind to make it a bigger deal than what it really is. Had 362 followers. And this is one of the major ones, friends. 362 followers. And now, what I found today concerning CARE in America, we're going to talk a little bit about that, is the numbers are so pathetic, friends. I really have to ask the question, what are you running from? And let me ask you, are you paying attention? Because if you're paying attention, you're not going to be running from, but you're going to be running to. See, what's happening is this criminal organization called the President of the United States and his criminal administration, what they're doing is they're giving power to the enemies of America to make way for a global institution, something called New World Order. And what they're doing is they're using the Muslims, they're using the homosexuals, they're using the atheists, anybody that's anti-American, they are using them as a political battering ram to, again, upend the Constitution of the United States. But friends, when I get over to CARE here, it's going to blow you back again. It's a Muslim group in America that is actually connected to convicted terrorists. And they're basically telling the American people that we want your agencies to basically shut up about jihad. We want you to shut up about the terrorists in the United States of America. Oh yes, friends, this isn't a joke. This is really happening in America today. And here you have these organizations like CARE. You have these organizations like Freedom From Religion, atheist organization. Then you have these other groups like, Media Matters. And you got these other groups like Right Wing Watch. And friends, they don't have anybody behind them except a state-run press that loves to lie to the American people. We'll get to that in just a couple minutes. Friends, what I'd like to tell you, too, is please go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Got a brand new website out there giving you the answers to America's dilemmas. For example, what's up right now? Gun Control's Hall of Fame. It's got a picture of none other than Stalin, Mao Zedong, Pol Pot, Adolf Hitler, so on and so forth. Again, giving you the answers, giving you a history lesson, and they're very interesting. But I'll tell you what, when you leave these articles, friends, you're always going to leave equipped. Because now you got your feet upon the rock. Another one was Bradley Dean, homosexual marriage. They get you asking the wrong questions. They don't have to worry about giving you the right answers. Another article is God's gift of the unalienable, non-transferable, friends, rights that God gave you. Article 6 of the Constitution of the United States. Also talking about Marine Vic Nick Powers' message to ISIS, attack us and we will show you no mercy. There's the spirit of America. Good to see that one again. Then we have the true whores of Babylon exposed. Beyonce, Minaj, Miley Cyrus, whatever her little name is. Mm-hmm. And again, we're giving you the answer. Friends, Larry Brinken, racist gay pedophile, the man and that the radical homosexuals don't want you to know anything about. Also got a new article up by a guy by the name of John Whitehead, an attorney for Rutherford Institute. He wrote an article called The Final Nail in the Coffin. Friends, it's only the final nail in the coffin if America stands down. And friends, after today's show, hopefully you're going to be encouraged to understand that your enemy and understand the tactics of your enemy when they want to make themselves out to be a lot bigger than what they really are. I'm not saying we don't have real enemies in the United States. I'm not saying that at all, friends. I'm simply saying that once you begin to understand that we need to communicate, we need to get back under the umbrella of one nation under God, we're going to deal with our enemies, and it shouldn't be that difficult. But I also want to tell you, friends, I'm going to bring you over to Scripture in Deuteronomy 28 really quick, too, and show you what happens to a nation that basically doesn't want to listen to God's commandments to the, how do I say that? To the detail. And great, here it is, specificity. You need to see what God says. And you tell me, again, going back to history and going back to how much I have reiterated the fact that God's word is alive forevermore. You tell me if this doesn't hit the nail right on the head, no pun intended. But to show you prophetically exactly where we're at in America today, there's tons of articles up right now, friends. Again, they're there to show you what the problems are, but also to give you the answers. And where is the resolve? Well, as I always say, friends, the hope is in what you do with the truth that's been given unto you. Aside of that, friends, you can also call in us. Call in at any time, 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747. We're turning talk radio into do radio. We're showing you our faith by our works, deeds not words, said Washington. Of course, he extracted that and derived that from none other than the captain of our salvation. His name is Jesus Christ. So to say all that, to say this.
Spit it out.
No. I was just looking up. Okay, I'm just looking at the calls we got coming in. Folks, this is a radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others a measure of our conduct. Now, when we come back, we're going to give the baton over to Stephanie really quick, and then we're going to get over to the CARE, the Muslim organization in America linked to convicted terrorists, and what they're demanding of you, America, what they're demanding of you. Well, wait a second. I thought we had a terrorism problem. We do have a terrorism problem in America, and we've already been told who those terrorists are. Those terrorists are you, friends. So now do you know who your enemy is yet? I hope so. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, You can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
You set a light throughout the world, America, through justice, because justice is the guardian of liberty.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
You see, a nation ceases to be a Republican only when the will of the majority ceases to be the law. America, you are the law under God. Justice is the call of the American people, so I ask, what is the guardian of liberty? Justice is, and you are the law.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. We'll take this phone call really quick and then we'll hand it over. I want to get over to the topic. Islamic leaders demand retraining of law enforcement in America. They don't want to be called out for what they are anymore, friends. How's that working out for them? We got Pete from California. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, sir?
I'm doing excellent. How are you, Robert Dean?
I am just hanging in there, man, doing my job.
Okay, I want to comment about the Tea Party and stuff and how, well, first off, all the bad guys, they can be the activists and they can be active to erode our rights and stuff. But see, that's why, you know, we need to be the change we see in the world. We need to become active against them. I looked on the Tea Party website before I joined and I found out that my local zip code didn't have a chapter, so I incorporated I registered it with them, and they sent me the box where you start off and whatnot with the shirts. And people ought to do that, you know? Be the change you want to see in the world. If you Hindus can scream and cry because McDonald's violates the rights and get a multi-million-dollar settlement, or if you gays can go, oh, you're discriminating me, you're a bully, and get people to bend over backwards or something. I mean, what about a few Christians saying, you know what, shaking the gates of hell, come on.
Yeah.
The other thing I was going to say is, probably I miss when you used to call politicians on the radio, and that was the business. I think, you know, this guy that died, the ADHD guy, he came out and said it was all a hoax.
Yeah.
I think what we need to do, you're right, we do need to sue. We need to get the numbers to those big companies that have profiteered off that corruption, and we need to call them up, and we need to ask them for settlements. Or we need to threaten them with suit for fraud and all kinds of stuff. So we need to start some kind of class action against these animals.
Well, then,
you know, or at least put the fear of God in them by pointing out that we have video evidence of them doing conspiracy to commit murder, basically.
Well, here's what it comes down to, Pete. For the most part, and I've heard attorney after attorney, and I'm talking about real attorneys here, okay? I'm not talking about what you're used to out there in America, the ones that get paid and they'll go whatever direction that, you know, they're bought off in. I'm talking about real attorneys, and these attorneys across the nation are telling me, Bradley, we can't get people to stand up. And he goes, if they do stand up, he said the state-run media will get involved and they'll scare them away. So we have a lack of Christianity going on here is what we're dealing with.
Forget being loyal to the bar, the crown, and whatnot. You know, they're officers of the court. The Constitution says that average Joe, it can be a private attorney general and can litigate on behalf of another person, you know, without a bar license. And
but you missed my point, Pete. That's not my point. My point is these are attorneys that you don't have to pay. These are attorneys that when you're in public school or you're in a college or, you know, even given some of the examples that you gave, these are the attorneys that will come in if you have been violated. As a matter of fact, let me be so candid as to tell you, my friend, that I've had these attorneys call me and actually ask me to go back and deal with other issues that other professed Christians have left off when they know that they could have easily won the case. So these attorneys,
I'm saying?
I'm
willing to do it.
Yeah. Well, you know what? That's what we need across the boards is just that. We need real people, real patriots, Christians and or conservatives to actually stand up and see it through, because not only do we have God on our side, my friends, but we also have the law on our side. And I don't understand what people don't understand about that. And I guess really what it comes down to, Pete, is people love their country so much that they're not willing to fight for it, because that's the fruit on the tree.
Yeah, and I think that's the bottom line of what you're saying, too, Pete, is the fact that, you know, we need to be active. We have so many people, you know, you're talking about communism and all these organizations. We have so many people who are active in doing the wrong thing. We as Christians, we as patriots, and we have conservatives, as conservatives, need to make sure that we're active in doing what we're supposed to be doing. And as Pete pointed out, it's usually the small minority that can kick and scream and make havoc and have big changes happen. When you're looking at that small minority, we as Christians, we as conservatives, we as patriots need to make the same noise. We need to be active and we need to get busy. As Pete said, he looked and said, well, there's no Tea Party in my area, so we started one. That's the kind of mentality we need to take on, is, okay, we see the problems, great. Now we got it. What do we do about the problems? Let's just swallow that pill. We know it's bad. Let's just take that down, and now let's do something to find the cure, namely Jesus Christ, and that's what we have to do.
It's not Jesus Christ. It's following Jesus Christ, right? And doing what Jesus Christ commanded the church to do.
Many people profess to know Jesus, but in works they deny him, as the Bible says. So it's not just saying, hey, yeah, I'm a Christian. No. Be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. You know, we talk a lot about how we're turning talk radio into do radio, because we don't want to sit here and talk. We want to walk the walk.
Exactly. I want to give you just a little bit of an example as to what we're talking about here, friends. I have a list of guests that we've had on the radio show. Tons of them. Just literally tons of them. But I also want to give you some information as to those that have refused interview requests on this radio show, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Senator Amy Klobuchar, she wouldn't get on the radio with us. Rob Boston from America's United for Separation of Church and State wouldn't get on the radio with us. Of course they're not going to get on the radio with us, friends, because they know what they're doing is illegal and unlawful. Well, Bradley, but Fox has them on there. I know, but Fox, when they get them on there, are they asking for the constitutional validation for the ground in which they stand? Nope. It's always, what say you? What is your opinion? Well, friends, I have to tell you something. These people are not getting on the SonsOfLibertyRadio.com for the very purpose that they don't have the law on their side, and they know it. And they also know that I'm not some little professed pansy that's going to go with, well, if you say so, then that must be the case. Listen, friends, we're talking about our freedoms. I remember, case in point, one particular time, as a matter of fact, I believe it was one of the top dogs over there, and I'm not going to say his name because I don't mean to put out his light to make mine brighter. It's just foolishness as to what we're dealing with over there. And he said something about concerning a jihadist, a terrorist in the United States. He says, well, it's not personal. And I sat back and I said, it's totally personal. What do you mean it's not personal? Is America your country?
Yeah.
If it's your country and he's attacking your country, what do you mean it's not? It's not personal. It's totally personal. These people have been deceived, friends. But other people that would not get on this radio show to be interviewed was Nancy Pelosi, Speaker of the House. Of course not.
Can you imagine
that? Senator Al Franken. Of course not. He's not going to. I mean, the joke is on America, on America, namely on Minnesota. Stephanie had the opportunity last year at the Minnesota State Fair to confront Franken, Al Franken, and we tracked him. He's an arrogant dude, friends. Terrell Clark, she was another one out of St. Cloud, a total leftist criminal, okay? Opponent to Michelle Bachmann for Congress. She didn't want to be on the radio show. Of course she didn't. Friends, we've had those that were running for Congress in the state of Minnesota. I should pull up some of these old podcasts and play them for you. They're stupid as rocks. They're cool people, but you can't trust them as far as you can throw them. I mean, really, literally, and when I'm saying that, I'm, again, not just trying to demonize them or, hey, folks, they've already done that. I'm not trying to call them stupid.
Yeah.
Well, listen, they're stupid because they haven't done their homework. I'm not calling them that because I'm trying to create a name for them because I'm trying to demean them. No, they've already done that. But let me finish this, okay? We've called for the GLBT to get on the radio station. They wouldn't do it. By the way, it doesn't exist. You can't get a hold of these people. They say they exist, but who do we talk to? No one's there, friends. But these are the people that are attacking anybody that speaks out against the homosexual agenda, right? Council on American Islamic Relations. They wouldn't get on the radio station with us, the radio show with us. Joe Solomonese, Human Rights Campaign. He wouldn't get on the radio. Out Front from Minnesota, another homosexual organization. They wouldn't get on the radio. Are you starting to understand how this works? Kevin Jennings, Obama Safe Schools are. He wouldn't get on the radio with us. See, friends, I'm not just talking about what we need to do. I'm not just talking about these people. No, we're trying to get them on the radio for the very purpose that they can answer for themselves. But they don't want to answer for themselves because they know I have that little handy Bible right next to me along with the Constitution. And don't tell me, oh, lines between church and state. Well, if that was the case, Kevin put his hand on the Constitution and on the Bible, swearing to God that he would uphold that Constitution. So help him God. Right? Okay? And then we went over to the Westboro Baptist Church. They wouldn't get on the radio with us because it's unscriptural, a lot of the stuff that they do. Keith Ellison, Minnesota congressman, radical Muslim, totally out of hand in the state of Minnesota. He wouldn't get on the radio station with us. When Larry Brinken, a homosexual icon, was busted for child pornography, he's now in prison. Well, we called the police department because we wanted to know why justice wasn't brought down much quicker. Well, they never got back to us, friends. We called Media Matters. They wouldn't get on the radio with us. We called Right Wing Watch. They wouldn't get on the radio with us. But I'll tell you what, these communists do. They attempt to demonize anybody that doesn't agree with them. And it's also interesting to know, friends, these people will not get on the radio show with us. And I want to tell you why. Because they're not that stupid.
Well, yeah, and you know, the thing is, too, is when you mentioned about, you know, some guy coming on and he was just stupid. I remember we had a particular Democratic nominee come on the radio show with us. And even though he obviously doesn't believe the same things that we did, we were not unfair with him. We gave him, you know, the opportunity to explain himself. And I remember him saying...
Jim Graves.
Yeah. I remember him saying, well, you guys should know more about this than I
should. That's exactly... But he's right. He's right because we are the government. He said that out of the side of his mouth.
Right.
He didn't mean to say it the way it came out,
but
that's exactly right.
You're right. We should know it as we the people, but he should also know it as our representative.
Right.
He should be teaching us.
Oh, we were.
He should be the cream of the crop.
He was talking about things, and we'd ask him, well, where is that constitutional, Jim? Nice guy, but he couldn't tell us.
Right.
I want to tell you why he couldn't tell us. Because it wasn't there. See how that works? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
My name's Bruno. I'm 52 years old. I've tried different protein powders over the years, and they've all tasted pretty bad. I tried One World Whey and found it to be delicious. After 10 weeks on One World Whey, my wife commented, "You have more muscles and you're leaner than when you were 20 years old." My body has changed dramatically. I'm a cyclist. Normally, I'll ride 2 days on and take 2 days off. After being on One World Whey, I rode 10 days in a row in over 100-degree heat, and then I'd take another 2 servings of One World Whey and then work out at the gym for another hour and a half. I just couldn't believe these results. My normal muscle tightness and soreness after working out are virtually gone. Don't take my word for it. One World Whey comes in single servings. Just give it a try.
One World Whey is derived from Amish grass-pastured cows and is newly reformulated to be higher in protein. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network.
Network, GCN.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to stay big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Good people need help. The Homeowners Association said we had weeds and fined us $25. We told them they had the wrong house. They said if we didn't pay it, they'd file a lien. Our attorney demanded photographs, witnesses, and told them if they couldn't provide this, they must cease and desist. Issue solved. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Get a little worked up on that, guys. We've heard it said that Bradley, when he gets excited, it almost, you know, breaks the signal on the microphone. But, friends, it's not a matter of being excited. It's a matter of being indignant towards the things that America tolerates. Because, again, friends, so many times I've said, I don't understand why America stands down. Now, listen, friends, Islamic leaders in America demand retraining of law enforcement, expose the jihad doctrine, and disciplinary action for producers of counter-jihad materials. Now, who's this coming from? Well, let's get to that in just a second here. As jihadists wage bloody and violent war across the Middle East and Africa, the response of American Muslims and their leader is not to protest and denounce jihadic doctrine and develop programs to ensure young Muslims do not join the Islamic army. No, friends. They counter that. They want to teach children in public schools how to actually bring forth the jihad. Ask me, I'll tell you all about it. No, their response is to demand to disarm law enforcement and counter-terror agencies and criminalize any law enforcement official who dares introduce the jihadic doctrines to officers or agents, friends, in America. Islamic supremacy on the march because Muslim leaders and their little criminal knaves are demanding Sharia enforcement for all U.S. law enforcement training and any and all references to Islamic jihad, and thereby the number one enemy of America, the Islamic State, must be scrubbed from materials, memory, and men. Anyone who introduced such ideas should be arrested and jailed. Did you hear what I said, friends? How many times I got to say, I'm right. I say it with a smile on my face, friends, because it's so pathetic on the behalf of the American people who thinks it will never happen here in America. Hamas, CAIR, and other notorious Muslim and criminal groups are demanding an overhaul in the way of all law enforcement officers as they are trained in the United States. Mandatory retraining program for all federal, state, and local law enforcement officials who may have been subjected to materials they deem biased. They deemed, friends. See, this is where you make entrance for groups like the civil rights organizations or these human rights organizations who derive their pretended authority from the government, right? When we look at what's going on here, friends, we can look additionally and find out who's responsible for it, because the administration must pursue disciplinary actions, say CAIR, against agents and officials who engage in discriminatory conduct, as well as those responsible for, listen carefully, the anti-Muslim training materials. What's right in front of the Muslims? What was right in front of the Muslims again? I'm sorry. What's making way for the Muslims? The anti-gay movement. Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. It's happening, isn't it? Finally, the coalition insists that all federal funding, taking your tax dollars and reallocating them to the whims of groups like CAIR, friends. They want all funding to local and state law enforcement agencies be withheld unless they ban all training materials considered to be biased against race, ethnicity, or religion, or national origin. In short, these empowered Muslim activists want to dictate how our nation's laws and their enforcement agencies operate at every level. Friends, who are the terrorists? Do you see what has taken place since September 11th in your country, friends?
Yeah.
I hope so. Folks, by the way, this isn't stealth jihad. This is overt jihad made possible by none other than, guess who? The Obama administration. But, folks, you've known this for years. You've known this for years. This should be no surprise to the Americans that stand back and the professed Christians that stand back and say, well, there's nothing that we can do because Jesus is coming back. And what did he do? He said, occupy until he returns. That's the part that you forgot, right? Folks, this is what's going on in America. Islamic activists are strong-arming the FBI to purge anti-terrorism training material considered offensive to Muslims, have made their next wave of demands, which include an overhaul in the way of all law enforcement officers that are trained in the United States of America. Folks, let me tell you what this is. This is a push for domestic insurrection, both without and within.
And like you mentioned before, what preceded this? Well, all the homosexuals, that small little pocket of people demanding their rights. Then you got this other small little pocket of people.
I'm going to get to that right now. Great, great intro. Mm-hmm. The Council on American Islamic Relations, 10 facts about CAIR. CAIR was created by the Muslim Brotherhood, an Islamic supremacist organization that pioneered 20th century Islamic terrorism and sanctions violence against civilians. They're in America, friends. CAIR only has about 5,000 members, despite a membership fee of just $10.
Rewind, say that again.
CAIR only has about 5,000 members.
Oh, my God.
It's just like the atheists. I think they probably have about 4 or 5 members. And, you know, the homosexuals, I think they maybe have 17 of them. But we better not say anything because why?
The Bible says they'll flee when none pursueth.
CAIR receives financial support from foreign powers who have also provided direct support to Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda and Hamas. They're right in America, friends. CAIR has solicited money from sponsors of terror and received financial support from convicted terrorists. These are the people that are putting a demand on your law enforcement agencies, friends. CAIR founders have praised terrorists to Muslim audiences and said that suicide bombers are acting on behalf of Islam. Isn't it interesting that these forerunners, these terrorists, right, regardless of who they are, isn't it interesting that they have convinced people to strap a bomb on themselves because it will glorify Allah and they'll go directly into heaven. Well, if that's the case, then why don't they put the bomb on themselves and
that's
do
right.
it first?
Lead the way. If it's so glorious, why don't you do it?
Because they don't believe their own decrees.
That's right.
Okay, now let me go on here. CARE board members have called for the overthrow of the United States and the imposition of Islamic law. CARE has suggested applying Sharia punishment, the death penalty, listen carefully, to users who criticize Islam on the internet. It's called Islamophobia.
Wow.
And by the way, that piggybacked what? Homophobia. You see how this is working, friends? See, once you began to ignore what God commanded, then all of a sudden you open the doors for a wave of what? Lawlessness, as well as foreign nations coming in, attempting to implement their governments upon you.
Okay.
Like it or not,
now,
hey, there is no lukewarm.
Okay, read that again. Now, they want the death penalty for those who oppose Islam on the internet?
CARE has suggested applying Sharia punishment, the death penalty, to users who criticize Islam on the internet. At least 15 high-level CARE staff members have been under federal investigation for ties to Islamic terror.
And they're going to tell us what to do in America, and they want our officers
well,
to be retrained?
We're not asking here, right?
Exactly.
We're just not
asking. That's what I'm saying. And these people think they have the audacity to say that we should change what we're doing? Oh, my goodness.
CARE has discouraged Muslim Americans from cooperating with law enforcement and has spent more time and money advocating on behalf of convicted terrorists than for their victims. Of course.
Wow.
Wow.
You know, it's a sad
thing. Right.
It's a sad. I mean, you almost just sit here just dumbfounded. You don't even know what to say. It's just a sad day in America when you have people such as this thinking that they're going to call the shots and they're going to run the show.
All 5,000 members.
All 5,000 members.
All 5,000 members. 312 million people.
But the point is that they so much do not fear justice that they have the audacity to even open their mouth.
Well, what would encourage them to actually call forth for the implementation of shutting down law enforcement agencies concerning Muslim terrorists in the United States of America?
I can think of a lot of things.
Well, who encouraged it?
Yeah.
None other than Barack Hussein Obama.
Exactly.
But,
right.
But friends, how many years have you known this, right? You know, the enemy remains because the American people do nothing. That's why he's here. Okay? I know people are brewing. Hey, friends, I want to tell you this. I do understand across the boards, people are sick and tired of being sick and tired. But you know what? It's one thing to be sick and tired of being sick and tired. But action, my friend, speaks a lot louder than words. And I'm talking for a reclamation of who we are concerning our foundation and our Republican constitutional laws, friends. Okay, that's all I'm asking for. I'm not asking for revolution. No, I'm asking for a reclamation. I'm asking for restoration. Okay? And by the way, that was the whole pitch that this criminal that's been allowed to sit in office and not only corrupt this nation morally, but also to attack the foundations over the last six years has been allowed to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But look at this. Let's go over to Scripture really quick. Deuteronomy 28. Scripture tells us that in verse 36, the Lord shall bring thee and thy king, our president, no titles of nobility, right? Which thou shalt set over thee unto a nation which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, and there thou shalt serve other gods, wood and stone. And thou shalt become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among all nations, whither the Lord shall lead thee. Okay? And then when I just go just a little bit further, I turn the page on Deuteronomy 28. It's also interesting to note that the Lord shall bring thee a nation against thee from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as the eagle flieth, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand, a nation of fierce countenance, which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. Is that what we're seeing today? Yeah, I think that's what we see, right? And he shall besiege thee, that's a slow takeover, in the gates, until thy high and fenced walls come down, wherein thou trustest throughout all the land, and he shall besiege thee in all thy gates throughout all the land which the Lord thy God hath given thee. Now just think about this, friends. Again, September 11th, you are under a radical Islamic jihadist threat. Now you have an administration pointing the finger back at you, the American people, through the DHS, calling you the terrorists. Who is your enemy, friends? Who are your enemies? I'm curious. I want to know. Come on, somebody answer. 1-866 1-866-233-0747. Somebody answer me. We're all in this together, so I want to hear an answer. 1-866-233-0747. Steph's going to come back and actually contrast, again, who we are with what America you're putting up with. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. We ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Angela in Atlanta, Georgia. Bradley Dean's video series titled My War shows Bradley's journey bringing a message of truth to young people in assemblies across this nation. And it's a message they respond to in positive and powerful ways. In this series, he also reveals evidence of anti-American, anti-family, and anti-Christian influences that the children in government-controlled education are exposed to every day. Get your copy of My War and see for yourself. Have video watching parties within your community and then consider joining Sons of Liberty Radio in their mission to rescue the children from the government system, and let's empower parents to train up their children in the way they should go. Thank you, Bradley, for taking a stand for our nation's children.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
You know what's also interesting here, friends? I love this. I love the stupidity of what's tolerated in this country. And, of course, I'm being completely facetious. CARE leaders convicted of jihad terror-related crimes. The Council on Americans and Islamic Relations. See how they bridge them together? CARE claims to be a civil rights group.
Yeah.
Just like who else?
Yep.
The homosexuals.
Right, exactly.
Just, man, boy, I'm telling you what, I just hate being right all the time, but in these particular situations, I seen this 10 years ago.
Yeah, it's amazing. And like you said, you can't stand back and say, well, this is America, it would never happen.
Well, here.
Hello?
Just to prove my point, is the fact that the homosexuals will not hold the extreme radical Muslims in America responsible, or accountable for calling for their executions.
Right,
they will have nothing to do with it.
They're going after people who did not say that, but then they'll go after the people who did say that.
Well, then you got to ask the question, why do you have the Islamic jihadist terrorist sympathizer in the White House actually appoint over 225 radical homosexuals and transvestites to government, maybe they can be controlled.
That's right.
Maybe that's what it is. Let's counter this. By the way, friends, if you'd like to see that last article we were talking about, Islamic leaders demand retraining of law enforcement. Folks, we need to deal with these people lawfully, and we need to kick them out of the country. They are terrorists. They mean to overthrow your way of life. Again, we're talking about the CARE organization in America, C-A-I-R. It is on Sons of Liberty Media. It's on the scroll, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Steph,
now,
take it away.
As you're going through this, it's kind of like, okay, I'm thinking, well, what is the answer? The answer is to properly educate our children as the foundations that this nation was established upon. And when they see, how do you know that a stick is crooked?
By laying a straight one next to it.
You lay a straight one next to it. How do we know these things that are trying to come in through the Islamists, through homosexuals, through all these different things, how do we know these are not the foundations of America, because we know the foundations of America. Now, I want to give a brief little kind of setup to this. As I mentioned last week, we had a team of five students who had just graduated from film school come over to our house to interview Bradley for a documentary that they're entering into, you know, film festivals and so on. And as they were done, he was talking about freedom of religion, the main guy who was directing it. And he's like, well, how do you know religion? I mean, that can be like anybody and so on and so forth. And we talk with him about the fact that the founding forefathers established this country under the Christian umbrella. There's Methodists, Wesleyans, Baptists.
Yeah. Can I interject a quick thought there?
Sure.
Because I don't think we're going to get to that, which we need to get to
we
that.
Will.
Okay. But the point is he said that. When I responded the way that you just did to him, he said, that's your interpretation. I said, really? I said, so you're okay with the Muslims coming over here, throwing acid on your women, stoning them to death, beheading those that don't agree with their ideologies? And you should have seen the dumbfounded look on his face. It's like, you know what, kid? Think before you say stupid things.
And that's the point, is he's never been taught to think, because at the end, I gave him a whole bunch of quotes and sources of where these came from for the foundations of our country, Christian foundations, our Christian heritage. And he's like, wow, like he had never really seen that before. He's like, I can use this for the documentary. It's like, well,
I could use that.
It's like,
for my
of course
program.
You can. But the sad part about it that I thought about was the fact that we know these things because they're rehearsed in our ears all the time. We have all entire generations.
I didn't have them rehearsed in my ears all the time.
No, at the Sons of Liberty we do. And people who listen to us, they do. They hear it all the time.
I didn't know this neither, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah. So people don't know this until they're educated, just like we have a whole generation of young people who, to him, this is like lights going on. I talked about the separation of church and state and how that was nowhere in the Constitution.
Yeah, he started quoting stuff. I said, show me.
Yeah, exactly.
He just sat there looking at me like I was supposed to accept the ignorance that was flowing out of his mouth, unbeknownst to him. Okay? And we weren't condemning, we were teaching.
Right.
But the point was, is where did that come from? He couldn't answer us.
Right.
Who did you hear that from? Couldn't answer us. Talked about lines between church and state. Where's that at, my friend?
Right.
Couldn't answer it. Talked about the rewritten Bible by Thomas Jefferson. I said, no, my friend, you have the meaning completely backwards because you're listening to what the revisionists mean to say about your forefathers. You have it completely upside down on its head. Put it right side up.
You
don't know what you're talking about.
Which brings me to my point of we need to educate people. So things like you're talking about that are going on right now with these, you know, Muslims demanding their, you know, reinforcement, you know, training for law officers and so on. So people know, and our young people know, listen, no, that's not the America that we were established upon. That's not what we were founded upon. In fact, it was Noah Webster who said this. No truth is more evident to my mind than that the Christian religion must be the basis of any government intended to secure the rights and privileges of a free people. He said the Bible must be considered as the great source of all truth by which men are to be guided in government as well as in all social transactions. So what were our young people taught in the day? They had a book called the New England Primer, and this is what they were told. When they were learning their ABCs, they didn't just sing the song A, B, C, D, E, F, G. No. There was a purpose behind what they did. So, for example, they had A wise son maketh a glad father. B, better is a little with the fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble therewith. C, come unto Christ, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and he will give you rest. D, do not the abominable thing which I hate, saith the Lord. E, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. F, foolishness is bound in the heart of a child, and the rod of correction shall drive it far from him. G, godliness is profitable unto all things, having the promise of life that is now is, and that now which is to come. H, holiness becomes God, God's house forever. It is good for me to draw near unto God. You get my point. As they were going through the ABCs, they were learning scripture.
Keep going. I want to hear that.
They were looking at the principles. K, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. L, liars shall have the part in the lake that burns with fire and brimstone. M, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. N, now is the accepted time, now is the day of salvation. O, out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh. P, pray to thy father, which is in secret, and thy father which sees in secret shall reward thee openly. Q, quit you like men, be strong, stand tall in the faith. R, remember thy Creator in the days of thy youth. S, seest thou a man wife in his own conceit? There is more hope of a fool than of him. T, trust in God at all times, ye people, pour out your hearts before him. U, upon the wicked God shall rain an horrible tempest. W, woe unto the wicked, it shall be ill with him, for the reward of his hands shall be given him. X, exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Y, young men, ye have overcome the wicked one. Z, zeal hath consumed me because of thy enemies have forgotten the word of God. And when you're going through all these different things, from the youth, from the very first time they're even learning the letters of the alphabet, what was being ingrained in their little hearts and their little minds?
Yep.
Christian principles, scripture, the word of God, as Andrew Jackson says, the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. So what was being instilled into their hearts?
It was the bottle they needed to suck on.
That's right.
Yes.
And we have to get back to these principles. We say, oh, it's just so far-fetched. No. Start at home. Start with your kids. Start with taking them out of public schools and saying, listen, no. I'm going to train up my children the way that they should go. When they're old, they will not depart from it in Jesus' name because I'm following the Lord's principles and precepts. And when we look at this and we see, well, listen, what did our founding forefathers say? Our founding forefathers were Christian men who feared God, who called upon the precepts found in the Bible to establish this government. If every child in America understood that and those principles from their youth, whenever they saw some foreign invader who was trying to misrepresent the Constitution and misrepresent what the Bible says, they would say, no, I know this. I've known this ever since I was a child.
Yep.
This is what the Bible says. No, that's not right neither. This is what the Constitution says. Sorry, congressman, congresswoman who want to, say the First Amendment is really the Second Amendment. Sorry, I know those amendments, so I know that you have it wrong. Now, why are we doing this? Because we want to secure freedom and liberty for not only our posterity, but for the posterity that is to come. In fact, Noah Webster, he said this, speaking of education and so on, he said, every child in America should be acquainted with his own country. He should read books first that furnish him with ideas that will be useful to him in life and practice. As soon as he opens his lips, he should rehearse the history of his own country. And what is the history of our country? The founding documents and the founding, our Constitution and so on. He also said this, Noah Webster did, the foundation of all free government and all social order must be laid in families and in the discipline of youth. Young persons must not only be furnished with knowledge, but they must be accustomed to subordination and subjection to the authority and influence of good principles. It will avail little that youths are made to understand the truth and correct principles unless they are accustomed to submit to be governed by them. What was the motto back in the revolutionary times? No king, but King Jesus. Who were they submitted to? They knew that they had to rely upon providence, upon the almighty hand of God.
Well, see why the attack has been going on
right.
Christianity, and look who it's coming from, right?
That's exactly right. So rather than saying we need to change things, we don't need to change anything. We need to go back to the old path.
Just to kind of stay with what we've been talking about, the topic concerning the radical Muslims, do you remember when we were driving down town there last week, and
I
rolled down the window, there's a Muslim right next to me, and I looked at him, he looked like a radical Muslim.
Yeah.
This is what he looked like.
Mm-hmm.
And I rolled down the window and I said, hey, dude, what do you think of Obama? And he looked at me and he says, he is a good man.
He's good. Yeah.
Yeah, he's good.
So doesn't that tell you something? America.
72% of Muslims in America, the small portion that there is, agree and give him an approval rating with a thumbs up.
So that should tell you something's highly wrong. We got a job to do. Let's start with educating our children.
SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Folks, love you by what we do. First John 3:18, deeds not words. We'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Americans, prepare for financial ruin. That is what one of the world's richest men, Donald Trump, said just a few weeks ago. What are you doing to prepare? The problems that caused the last financial crisis were never fixed. In fact, they're even worse now. The total amount of debt in the U.S. has grown by more than 57% since September 2008. The two big-to-fail banks are much larger, and the massive derivatives bubble is spiraling so far out of control that the only thing left to do is watch the spectacular crash landing that is inevitably coming. If you're a baby boomer with retirement funds, it's time you consider exiting the Wall Street casino and start a cash-flowing international business of your own. There may be ways to preserve your wealth, but history has shown that few things can grow your wealth like having your own business. The crash is coming. Take measures now to soften the landing. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's babyboomerbackupplan.com.